you're in my life. And I'm so glad you came to save us.
You came.
Good morning and welcome to Calvary Chapel. It's great to have you with us this morning. And we're in Psalm 119. We're reading through that. Just in the portions, actually it's quite a long psalm, 176 verses, but we're in verses 97 to 104. And each one of those have somewhat of a theme. And if you were the psalmist and you were writing this, and really David, it's the love of God and His word. It keeps David, keeps you, keeps me on the right path and brings benefits beyond what others have. And that's what this psalm, the theme is, and what this is all about, this portion anyway. Picking up at verse 97, you can look on the overhead or in your Bibles. Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day. Your commandments make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever mine. I have more insight than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the aged, because I have observed your precepts. I have restrained my feet from every evil way, that I may keep your word. I have not turned aside from your ordinances, for you yourself have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste, yes, sweeter than honey to my mouth. From your precepts, I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way. Father, I do pray, Lord, that you would lead us and guide us into the goodness of the Lord, that we would avoid those false ways. Lord, let your word and your presence be a light unto our path, a lamp unto our steps. Lord, that you would lead us on and deeper into your heart and your desire for each life. Lord, we thank you for this time that we can worship you and give you all adoration through our praise. And Lord, I pray that you'd open our hearts to hear what the Spirit would say through your word this morning. So we love you, we thank you, we give you all honor and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. You can stand or be seated as we worship the Lord together.
God is able.
God is able. He will
Today, the God of the impossible. Father God, we come to you and we lay down our burdens at your feet that we may encounter you today through our worship, through our time in the Word. Well, Lord, I pray we would not miss this opportunity to commune with you and worship. Hear what you have to say through your word, God. Lord, I realize that each one of us carries burdens, hurts, disappointments, even here in the church. Where would we be, Lord, without you? We confess our need for you today, and we humbly lay down these burdens at your feet. Lord, I confess, bowing here, I find my rest. Without you, I fall apart, 'cause you're the one that guides my heart. Let's sing that again. Lord, I come. Lord, I come. Without you, I fall apart, 'cause you're the one who guides my heart. Lord, I need
sin runs deep. Your grace is more. Your grace is found. It's where you
our confession today, Lord. We lay it all at your feet. Let's all stand. Lord, would you ignite the passion of our praise to you today? As we begin this new year, I pray that the fire of your glory burn deep inside of us today. Don't let my love grow cold. I'm calling out. Make God bless you. If you need prayer, please come forward.